This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the third unit of this component is electronic health records. Unit 3 consists of two lectures, each followed by a discussion question. A two-page final paper is also required to complete this unit. Lecture 1, Introduction to Electronic Health Records, defined an electronic medical record, or EMR, an electronic health record, EHR, and explained their similarities and differences, identified EHR attributes and functions, discussed the issues surrounding EHR adoption and implementation, and described the impact of EHRs on patient care. This is Lecture 2. Lecture 2, External Influences, links EHRs to the Health Information Exchange, HIE, and the Nationwide Health Information Network, NHIN, initiatives, discusses how HIE and NHIN impact healthcare delivery and the practice of healthcare providers, summarizes the governmental efforts related to EHR systems, including meaningful use of interoperable health information technology in a qualified EHR, describes the Institute of Medicine's vision of a healthcare system and its possible impact on health management information systems, and lists examples of the effects of developments in bioinformatics on health information systems. Lecture 2 has four objectives. The first two are: discuss how Health Information Exchange, HIE, and Nationwide Health Information Network, NHIN, impact healthcare delivery and the practice of healthcare providers. And two, outline issues regarding governmental regulations of EHR systems, such as meaningful use of interoperable health information technology and a qualified EHR. The next two objectives for Lecture 2 are: summarize how the Institute of Medicine's vision for 21st century healthcare and wellness may impact health management information systems, and two, identify how ongoing developments in biomedical informatics can affect future uses and challenges related to health information systems. A definition of health information exchange begins our discussion. The National Alliance for Health Information Technologies report defining key health information technology terms defines health information exchange as the electronic movement of health-related information among organizations according to nationally recognized standards. According to the report, the process of health information exchange enables the sharing of health-related information among healthcare organizations and with individuals on a local, regional, and national basis. The EHR is a central component of HIE. The National Alliance for Health Information Technologies report defining key health information technology terms goes on to state, HIE supports the sharing of health-related information to facilitate coordinated care through the utilization of EHRs. This interplay of electronic records and health information exchange is an important component in establishing the basics of an infrastructure that will become the Nationwide Health Information Network. A HIMSS paper, Health Information Exchanges, Similarities and Differences, identifies three models of HIE. They are federated. A federated model allows the data source organization to maintain custodianship and control over the patient's medical record and indices. When requested, data is queried from the data source organization. Centralized. A centralized model has organizations sending patient demographic and clinical information to a shared repository. This centralized repository is queried to obtain a patient's clinical results and other information. A hybrid model is a mixture of a federated and a centralized model. Some HIE requirements include policies and procedures for exchanging health information security, utilities, matching algorithm, and record locator service. So given what is known about HIEs, what impact does health information exchange have on healthcare delivery and the practice of healthcare provider? From a healthcare delivery viewpoint, HIEs will have both a clinical and financial impact. Healthcare quality is affected by the ability to exchange electronic health records across multiple payers and providers. HIEs enabled by technology are expected to improve the quality of care and patient safety and reduce healthcare costs of the healthcare delivery. The practice of healthcare providers will also be impacted, as having real-time patient care data at the point of care and access to patients' longitudinal tests will facilitate coordination of care and improve clinical decision-making, such as the prevention of errors by omission, by enabling automated reminders when follow-up studies are indicated. Streamlined information flows allow for productivity gains by providers who have access to electronic HIE network. External influences, specifically the federal government, are having major influences on the adoption and implementation of electronic health records and health information exchange. The national agenda for HIT is twofold: increase adoption of electronic health records and build a framework that enables these EHRs to be shareable and interoperable. The Nationwide Health Information Network, or NHIN, is part of this national agenda. An answer to a frequently asked question on the website, nhindirect.com, provides the definition of NHIN. It states, "The Nationwide Health Information Network is the set of standards, services, and policies that enable the secure exchange of health information over the Internet." Accordingly, the NHIN is not a particular instance of network connectivity. Rather, it is a nationwide exchange of health information using nationally recognized standards. Think of the Nationwide Health Information Network as a collection of standards, protocols, legal agreements, specifications, and services overseen by the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology to support the secure exchange of health information over the Internet. The NHIN has been referred to as a health Internet, which is intended to involve consumers, providers, government organizations, and others in its fabric. The graphic is a map of the United States with two rings labeled the Internet and standards, specifications, and agreements for secure connections. Around the rings are, from the upper left corner counterclockwise, are the labels Community Number 1, Integrated Delivery System, Community Number 2, various federal agencies, community health centers, and health bank or personal health record. Thus, this particular graphic is representative of the Nationwide Health Information Network. The NHIN is a key component of the Nationwide Health IT strategy and will provide a common platform for health information exchange across diverse entities within communities and across the country, helping to achieve the goal of the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, or HITECH Act. The HITECH Act calls for the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, or ONC, to develop a nationwide health information technology infrastructure that allows for the electronic use and exchange of information and that promotes a more effective marketplace, greater competition, and increased consumer choice, among other goals. NHIN is a critical part of the National Health IT Agenda. It will enable health information to follow the consumer, be available for clinical decision making, and support appropriate use of health care information beyond direct patient care, and as a result, improve population health. The role of the NHIN is to provide means by which health and healthcare entities are able to securely exchange interoperable health information. The Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT believes that with broad implementation, the secure exchange of health information using NHIN standards, services, and policies will help improve the quality and efficiency of healthcare for all Americans. Driven by emerging technology, users, uses, and policies, the NHIN is evolving to meet emerging needs for exchanging electronic health information securely over the Internet. One example is the initiative, the NHIN Direct Project. The NHIN Direct Project is being launched to explore the NHIN standards and services required to enable secure health information exchange at a more local and less complex level, such as a primary care provider sending a referral or care summary to a local specialist electronically. According to the NHIN Direct website, NHIN Direct is the set of standards, policies, and services that enable simple, secure transport of health information between authorized care providers. NHIN Direct enables standards-based health information exchange in support of core Stage 1 meaningful use measures, including communication of summary care records, referrals, discharge summaries, and other clinical documents in support of continuity of care and medication reconciliation, and communication of laboratory results to providers. NHIN Direct will also provide an easy on-ramp for a wide set of providers and organizations. At its most fundamental level, the NHIN is a network. Networks for exchanging health-related information are essential to aggregating patient-focused information into EHRs. Healthcare delivery will be impacted by the NHIN by providing a standards-based infrastructure which will increase the ability to collect and store aggregated data. The practice of healthcare providers will be impacted by the NHIN by providing a care coordination platform. Other NHIN architecture requirements will impact healthcare delivery and the practice of healthcare providers, including the ability to discover and exchange healthcare information amongst participant entities, match patients to their data without a universal national patient identifier, support patient preferences regarding their data exchange, support secure data exchange, support harmonized standards, support diverse set of organization technologies and approaches, and support a common trust agreement. In addition to the Nationwide Health Information Network, there are state-level health initiatives. These are initiatives designed to enable that states and regional efforts to achieve health information exchange are aligned with the national agenda. A number of efforts are ongoing in this area, including state-level health information exchange consensus project. The project's main objective is to provide a forum for ONC to work with states to ensure all health information exchange activities throughout the United States align. This is a forum that enables ONC to disseminate information about the national agenda and for the states-based efforts to inform the federal government, thereby enabling a nationwide alignment of all health information exchange activities. State Alliance for eHealth is a consensus-based executive-level body of state elected and appointed officials formed to address the unique role state governments can play in facilitating adoption of interoperable electronic health information exchange. It is also intended to be a forum through which stakeholders can work together to identify new intrastate-based policies and best practice as an explore solutions to programmatic and legal issues related to the exchange of health information. Health Information Security and Privacy Collaboration, or HISPC. Are multi-state collaboratives that are addressing privacy and security challenges related to electronic exchange of health information. Each project is designed to develop common, replicable, multi-state solutions that have the potential to reduce variation in and harmonize privacy and security practices, policies, and laws. Additional key federal initiatives related to the adoption and implementation of electronic health records tied to high-tech programs include the meaningful use of interoperable health information technology in qualified EHRs and the HIT advisory committees. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid EHR Incentive Programs website provides the following with regards to high-tech and the meaningful use of interoperable health information technology in qualified EHRs. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Act, or the HITECH Act, established programs under Medicare and Medicaid to provide incentive payments for the meaningful use of certified EHR technology. The Medicare and Medicaid EHR incentive programs will provide incentive payments to eligible professionals and eligible hospitals as they adopt, implement, upgrade, or demonstrate meaningful use of certified EHR technology. The programs begin in 2011. These incentive programs are designed to support providers in this period of health IT transition and instill the use of EHRs in meaningful ways to help our nation to improve the quality, safety, and efficiency of patient health care. A On July 13, 2010, the Secretary of HHS published in the Federal Register a final rule that adopted standards, implementation, specifications, and certification criteria for HIT. The final rule was released in conjunction with the Medicare and Medicaid EHR Incentive Programs final rule. The CMS regulations specify the objectives that providers must achieve in payment years 2011 and 2012 to qualify for incentive payments. The ONC regulations specify the technical capabilities that EHR technology must have to be certified and to support providers in achieving meaningful use objectives. As explained on the website healthit.hhs.gov, the Department of Health and Human Services issued the final rule on June 18, 2010. The rule established a temporary certification program for EHR technology and outlined how organizations become ONC authorized testing and certification bodies authorized by the national coordinator. The ONC-ATCBs are required to test and certify that certain types of EHR technology, either complete EHRs or an EHR module, are compliant with the standards, implementation specifications, and certification criteria adopted by the HHS Secretary and meet the definition of certified EHR technology. This rule specifically establishes a temporary certification program to assure the availability of certified EHR technology prior to the date on which healthcare providers seeking the incentive payments would begin to report demonstrable, meaningful use of certified EHR technology. The certification program provides a way for developers of EHR technology to have their EHR technology tested and certified so that it can be subsequently adopted by healthcare providers who seek to achieve meaningful use. Eligible professionals and eligible hospitals who seek to qualify for incentive payments under the Medicare and Medicaid EHR incentive programs are required by statute to use certified EHR technology. The Federal Register, published on July 28, 2010, provided the definition of certified EHR technology as a complete EHR that meets the requirements included the definition of a qualified EHR and has been tested and certified in accordance with the certification program established by the national coordinator as having met all applicable certification criteria adopted by the secretary, or a combination of EHR modules in which each constituent EHR module of the combination has been tested and certified in accordance with the certification program established by the national coordinator as having met all applicable certification criteria adopted by the secretary, and the resultant combination also meets the requirements included in the definition of a qualified EHR. Qualified EHR means an electronic record of health-related information on an individual that 1. Includes patient demographic and clinical health information such as medical history and problem lists, and 2. Has the capacity to provide clinical decision support, to support physician order entry, to capture and query information relevant to healthcare quality, and to exchange electronic health information with and integrate such information from other sources. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, ARRA, also provided for the creation of 2 federal advisory committees under which the auspices of the Federal Advisory Committee act. These committees are the Health IT Policy Committee and the Health IT Standards Committee. The Health IT Policy Committee makes recommendations to the National Coordinator for Health IT on a policy framework for the development and adoption of a nationwide health information infrastructure, including standards for the exchange of patient medical information. ARRA provides that the Health IT Policy Committee shall at least make recommendations on standards, implementation specifications, and certification criteria in 8 specific areas. The Health IT Standards Committee is charged with making recommendations to the National Coordinator for Health IT on standards implementation specifications and certification criteria for electronic exchange and use of health information. Initially, the Health IT Standards Committee's focus is on the policies developed by the Health IT Policy Committee's initial 8 areas. in developing, harmonizing, or recognizing standards and implementation specifications. The Health IT Standards Committee also provides for the testing of the same by the National Institute for Standards and Technology, or NIST. Another external influence on the future of health management information systems, electronic health records, and the process of building a framework that enables these EHRs to be shareable and interoperable is the Vision for 21st Century Healthcare and Wellness, published in the Institute of Medicine's Computational Technology for Effective Healthcare, Immediate Steps and Strategic Directions. As cited in Chapter 2, the IOM vision calls for a healthcare system that is systematically organized and in a way that makes it easy and rewarding for providers and patients to do the right thing at the right time, in the right place, and in the right way. This vision entails many different factors, for example, systemic changes in paying for healthcare, an emphasis on disease prevention rather than disease treatment. The principal factor in the Institute of Medicine's vision of a healthcare system is the effective use of information. The report identified information-intensive aspects of the IOM's vision for 21st century healthcare. These important healthcare IT capabilities include comprehensive data on patients' conditions, treatments, and outcomes, cognitive support for healthcare professionals and patients to help integrate patient-specific data where possible and account for any uncertainties that remain, cognitive support for healthcare professionals to help integrate evidence-based practice guidelines and research results into daily practice, instruments and tools that allow providers to manage a portfolio of patients and to highlight problems as they arise both within individual patients and within populations. The IMO report explains cognitive support refers to IT-based tools and systems that provide users, clinicians, and patients with the information, abstractions, and models needed to achieve the Institute of Medicine's vision of healthcare quality. Three additional important healthcare IT capabilities identified in IOM's Vision for 21st Century Healthcare are rapid integration of new instrumentation, biological knowledge, treatment modalities, and so on into a learning healthcare system that encourages early adopters of promising methods but also analyzes all patient experiences as experimental data. Accommodation of the growing heterogeneity of locales for the provision of care, including home instrumentation for monitoring and treatment, lifestyle integration, and remote assistance. Empowerment of patients and their families in effective management of healthcare decisions and execution, including personal health records as contrasted to medical records held by healthcare providers, education about individual conditions and options, and support of timely and focused communication with professional healthcare providers. Ongoing development in biomedical informatics can affect future uses and challenges related to health information systems and electronic health records. The IOM report listed 5 principles related to evolutionary change and 4 principles related to radical change as guidance towards successful use of healthcare IT to support a 21st century vision of healthcare. The 5 principles related to evolutionary change stated in the report are: focus on improvements in care. Technology is secondary. Seek incremental gain from incremental effort. Record available data so that today's biomedical knowledge can be used to interpret the data to drive care, process improvement, and research. Design for human and organizational factors so that social and institutional processes will not pose barriers to appropriately taking advantage of technology. Support the cognitive functions of all caregivers, including health professionals, patients, and their families. Accordingly, those in the field of biomedical informatics can affect future developments related to health information systems by, for example, creating technology that address organizational factors, supporting the cognitive functions of caregivers, and designing software for human factors. The 4 principles related to radical change stated in the report are: architect information and workflow systems to accommodate disruptive change, archive data for subsequent reinterpretation, that is, in anticipation of future advances in biomedical knowledge that may change today's interpretation of data, and advances in computer science that may provide new ways of extracting meaningful and useful knowledge from existing data stores. Seek and develop technologies that identify and eliminate ineffective work processes, and seek and develop technologies that clarify the context of data. As this lecture has shown, there are a number of external influences affecting the adoption and implementation of electronic health records, health information exchange, and the future of healthcare and wellness. Many are associated with the federal government's programs surrounding meaningful use, while others are being shaped via influential publications, such as the Institute of Medicine's Computational Technology for Effective Health Care Immediate Steps and Strategic Directions report, which included a vision for 21st century healthcare and wellness. Lecture 2 is now complete, and as a result, Unit 3 of Health Management Information Systems is finished as well.